Mad props to Maya for playing the Polymorphines before my show. What a segue. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris, your absentee landlord, host of the Barn Burner. I've been gone for 2 weeks. It's good to be back. Yeah, the last 2 weeks have been pretty crazy. Well, 2 weeks ago, I got to go to Sled Island and do some interviews. Now, those interviews are still up on lifetimecollective.com. Got to interview Cheeseburger, a couple East Van bands, Hard Drugs, Bison, got to do Ted Leo, and I got to interview Jay Maskus, which incidentally was one of the scariest but most fulfilling interviews that I've ever done. So check it out, www.lifetimecollective.com. And a week ago, the biggest Saturday of my life, I got married on Vancouver Island. It was fantastic. The weather was beautiful. Had family coming in and friends from Alberta and Saskatchewan. Incidentally, all my Saskatchewan relatives, because the Rough Riders were playing the BC Lions. Got to go out of the reception to make sure that the big green machine was hammering on the Lions and had to come in and tell me a couple of times. So, way to go, Rough Riders. way to stomp on the little hearts of BC Lions during my wedding weekend. So my 2 weeks have been hectic. It's good to be back on the show. What did I do last night? Last night I actually got to watch the Rush documentary on video on demand. My new wife and I. And Rush is one of those bands where I wouldn't play them on the show just because they don't really fit my format. I love lots of different types of music. I just like playing the stuff that I play on the show the most. Rush usually doesn't fit into that format because I usually play stuff that just has three chords and Phil Rudd-like time signatures. So, except for maybe Working Man. One day maybe Working Man from the first Rush album make it on there. Incidentally though, that Rush documentary is fantastic. It was made by Sam Dunn, who is from Victoria, and did Metal A Headbanger's Jersey, which was Metal A Headbanger's Journey, which was fantastic. It was a heavy metal documentary. And Global Metal, which is another heavy metal documentary. Did a very good job. I recommend if you haven't seen it, go and check it out. It's great stuff. It's going to be an interesting show this Friday at about 1:30. Misha and the Spanx will be phoning in. That's right, Misha and the Spanx on the Transistor 66 label out of Winnipeg. They're from Calgary. They are going to be playing on Saturday at Pat's Pub with the Pine Tarts. Doors are opening at 8 o'clock. You should go and check it out if you like the rock and roll music. So I'm going to have Misha on with us today. Lots of really good rock and roll happening this weekend. Lions in the Street are playing tomorrow. Also at the Railway Club with Captain Dust and We Hunt Buffalo. Let's see. All right. Well, let's get things going now that I am back in the driver's seat of the Barn Burner. Let's start things off with a glammy act out of Victoria. They are called Durham Poison. The track is called Here I Spin, and the album is called Stereophonic Tonic. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
See ya. past my door. It won't be stopping here anymore. Sparking dead grass, setting it alight. Past my driveway, I catch it again someday. What leads to the future and the skies are blue. Train rolls past my window. I keep it closed, this is sinful. Shakes and rattles and causes all my pain if I remember right now.
Traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You got the message. Energy, it's important. Conserve it. You're back with Bobby the Badger Ferris. And the last band that you heard was The Holy Soul. They're from Australia. Kind of have a dronesy, heartlandy Nick Cave kind of feel. I like that album. It's quite good. And before that, we had Jeff the Brotherhood, which is a two-piece. And they have connections with Be Your Own Pet and Turbo Fruits. Kind of came out of that family. Very good album. Our programming manager just told me that they are going to be coming to Vancouver in September. So if you can get tickets to that, check it out. They're going to be playing with Shonen Knife. Rock and roll show that I mentioned at the start of the show, Lions in the Street, are going to be playing at the Railway Club on Saturday night with Captain Dust and Lehigh Buffalo. So you should check that out. And I also think we should play a little Lions in the Street. Represent Vancouver. Haven't played them in a while. So this is... What are we going to play here? I think we're going to play Mine Ain't Yours. That's right. Mine Ain't Yours from the Cat Got Your Tongue EP. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen, for a little Vancouver Zone Lions in the Street. Here on the Barn Burner, you are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
You'll take the thick and the thin. You'll take the thick and the thin. And it's only a twist, and it's gone.
One Cool Word magazine announces its official relaunch party on July 23rd, 2010 at the Rickshaw Theater. The OCW magazine relaunch party features a strong lineup of local musicians, comedians, and artists. The event features Parlor Steps, Wilderness Ears, Elephant Train, and Vincent Parker, and comedy by Charlie Demers, Graham Clark, The Sunday Service, and many more. As a bonus on this special occasion, guests will receive a one-year subscription to OCW magazine with cover. OCW relaunch party on Friday, July 23rd at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com.
Say it, same thing.
The last set you heard before the PSA was The Scruffs, new band from Glasgow, Scotland. Their album's called Conquest. I think the name of the label is called Scruffsville, so it might be self-released. The name of that track actually was called Treasure Girls. Interesting band, interesting sound. They got a lot of stuff on this album that's harder, too. Influences all over the place, but I like it. Gonna have to give it more of a listen. Before that, we had the 2220s. One of my favorite bands from about 4 or 5 years ago with their new album, Shake, Shiver, and Moan. That was the lead-off track, Heart on a String. Nothing quite as cutting as Devil Inside of Me. Kind of went for a bigger, more Britpop-friendly sound, but there's still a little blues in there, so I like that. And before the 2220s, we had The Lions from Calgary, Alberta. I thought one Lions band deserves another, so we had Lions in the Street and then The Lions from Calgary. Love these guys. Can't believe that they don't play out in Vancouver more than they do. Next time they come into town, I'm definitely going to check them out. Definitely got that kind of heavy Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and sound and vibe going on. That was from the Sounds Familiar EP that came out in 2008, and the name of that track was Something to Do. Next, we have the original Motor City Madman. No, not Ted Nugent. Ted, I love you. But this man was wild and crazy in Detroit far before you were. I'm talking, of course, about Andre Williams. His new album is called That's All I Need, and the name of the track is called Cigarettes and My Old Lady. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris. I'll be with you for about another 25 minutes. Keep on supporting independent community radio.
A cigarette and my old lady is gonna drive me to my grave. You know why? A cigarette makes me choke. My old lady keeps me broke. Cigs make me lazy. My old lady drives me crazy. Cigarettes running me out of sight. My old lady makes me wanna fight. Cigarettes and my old lady is making my future kinda shady. With both of them, just ain't no hope. I might as well write out my will and pick up a rope. Now a drink or two will get me by, but a cigarette and my old lady keep me dry. I don't know which one of them is wrong or right. I just don't know. They both make me wanna fight. Put the blame on either one. But before they came along, life was fun. Now me and my woman's got me feeling sad, and them damn cigarettes got me feeling bad. Cigarettes and my old lady. 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 We'll be right back.
You are back on the Barn Burner, and I am lucky enough to have with us today Misha from Misha and the Spanx. They are going to be playing at Pat's Pub on Saturday. Misha, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, good.
How are you doing?
Good. I just want you to know that this is my first telephone radio interview, so congratulations.
Oh.
You've got yourself on the Virgin Voyage here at the Barn Burner.
Great.
No pressure, though, or anything, hey? None at all. So, actually, when I lived in Calgary, I used to be the door manager at a bar called Brew Brothers. And you
used
to play there with a band called Bogart.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So let's play some Connect the Dots. What happened to Bogart, and how did Misha and the Spanx start up?
Well, me and the guitarist from Bogart were dating, so when we broke up, the band broke up.
Ooh.
He's in Calgary now in a band called Battlesnakes.
Gotcha.
Which are really great Vancouver band.
They are, and they're on Transistor 66 as well, aren't they?
Yeah, the latest release was a Transistor release.
Right on. And how has it been? You're a two piece, but how does the group? Have you had a good experience with Transistor 66 thus far?
Yeah, they're super supportive and helpful. We don't get out to Winnipeg very much, which is where they're based. But
yeah.
With our new 45, art's been really, really helpful. Getting it promoted and getting a good deal and getting the 45s rolling and everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, in terms of, like, my favorite Canuck rock and roll bands, they've got Battlesnakes, Hot Live Guys, The Get Down, a lot of the bands, actually, that I play here on the Barn Burner. And yes, you have gotten a couple spins as well. So you're out on the road with the Pine Tarts, another rock and roll band from Calgary. And it went from kind of a full-on BC tour to kind of like a one-night extravaganza at Pat's Pub. What can you give me the details? Are things just kind of, you know, typical, you know, kind of independent band has to go on their own steam? How did that kind of break down a little bit?
Well, you know, I've never toured in the summer. Like, Bogart always had a rule, like, there's a million bands touring in the summer. Don't bother trying. Go spring and fall. But we kind of had this open 2 weeks for all of the members of both bands, and we're like, let's go for it in the summer. And I've never had such a difficult time booking ever.
I guess, yeah, it is a different beast in the summertime. I guess a lot of people in a lot of different cities are kind of going, you know, every which way but loose with festivals and stuff like that. And I guess that's something, it's kind of a learn-as-you-go process, hey?
Yeah, like a lot of maybe shows that turned into no shows. And we basically had, like, Tofino last Friday in Vancouver this Saturday. And I was like, we're not going for 2 weeks for two shows.
Just can't happen, hey?
Yeah, so this isn't kind of a camping Vancouver show weekend.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least you get to, you know, enjoy the ambiance of our fair city, I suppose, a little bit. I mean, when you're not cramped up in a car trying to, like, hurdle your way towards your next gig.
Yeah.
What's in the future recording-wise for you guys?
Well, like, our 45 is a bit delayed, so that's going to come out early September. You guys will probably have it in the middle of August. And then late September, we're going to fly to Toronto and record our full length there.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Do you have your producer all picked out and everything like that? Like, has all the details been finalized?
Well, we're talking with Mike from the Manvilles, a Vancouver band right now.
Oh, I know the Manvilles. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. He kind of suggested it, and now we've changed the location to Toronto, so hopefully he'll still be on board for that.
Good stuff. You guys, I think you did. You guys play twice during Sled Island in Calgary?
No, we just had the Warm Allegiance show with Pine Hearts also.
And how did that get received? Pretty well.
Pretty well, yeah. It was all ages, which is maybe the first all ages show the Spanx have played, and it went pretty well. Like, a lot of little girls were really excited, and that's really fun to see. And I kind of forgot how awesome that was.
That's great. I know when you get that kind of that grassroots support, and maybe you're influencing some people, like the people that kind of influenced you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Now, I mean, again, it's one thing that I found very dynamic about Meech and the Spanx, especially on the on the Made for Me album, was that you got a pretty big sound for a very minimalistic lineup. In terms of adding to the group and whatnot, would that be something you would think about, or are you guys very content on being a two-piece? How does that work?
I think we might add keys for the full-length record. I'm kind of talking with the keys player from Von Zippers right now, and might add him.
Bobby the Badger, he loves his keyboard, so I think that would be a fantastic idea. Well, thanks very much, Misha. I won't. I know it's busy, busy, busy. Kind to trying to get ready for the rock and roll show. So best of luck tomorrow night at Pat's Pub, and as we like to do at CITR, I am going to try to rally the troops, and we'll get Vancouver coming out in spades.
Yeah, I hope so. Should be a really fun show.
All right, thanks very much. We are going to play Drop the Anchor from your Made for Me album.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, here is Misha and the Spanx. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
the bottom. Ask me why. Open my mouth and I'd tell them why. Cause I'm in love with love. We're saying our prayers to lovers in the mist with the salt in their hair. I'm in love, I'm in love, and it broke me in two. I'm in love, it's gonna break you too. Yes, it will. The waves are breaking in a foreign tongue. I understand, but feeling numb. Your love was a ship. Pull your anchor and hang on to it. I'm in love with love. And it broke me in two. I'm in love with love. So look out, baby, it's gonna break you through, yeah. I'm in love with love.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Make sure you stay tuned to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM with Cam and Tyler directly after the Barn Burner. Always a good time. Good bunch of lads. I support them 110%. So, incidentally, before... I've been saying incidentally a lot today. I don't know. Maybe it was my word of the week. You know when you catch yourself saying stuff in the radio business? You got to quit that. Anyhow, before Misha and the Spanx, actually, we had a band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin called Jail. And the name of that track actually was On the Beat. Fantastic album. Tyler from Radio Zero actually introduced me to that band. Thumbs up, buddy. Woo! Always giving me the 411 on all the cool new kids stuff. Love it. Love it, kids, and learn it. Listen to Radio Zero. You may even learn a thing or two. It's kind of like listening to The Electric Company. You know? That's a pretty accurate assessment, hey?
Electric.
Kind of like Morgan Freeman doing like the narrating for Spider-Man, the old live-action Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're basing the program on.
From day one, Tyler's been like, you know what we need? We need to be like Morgan Freeman on The Electric Company. Entertain, but also educate at the same time.
Form.
That's right. After Misha and the Spanx, we had one of my favorites, Alejandro Escovedo from Rank and File fame. Kind of one of the godfathers of 70s and 80s roots rock. The new album he has is Street Songs of Love. And because the Misha and the Spanx track was Drop the Anchor, I thought I'd play a song just called Anchor off that album. It was a lead-off track. Really good. He's got some obviously great guest performers and guest writers on there. Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople. Bruce Springsteen, who's on everybody's records now. If you can get Bruce. Yeah. Everybody loves Bruce.
He's not just doing Suicide covers?
Not anymore. No. Well, and he's doing Suicide. You know, he's doing everything. Anything that has to do with like New Jersey and New, you know, the Tri-City area on the East Coast. If you're there, Bruce will play on your track.
Blue collar men's music from Jersey.
That's right. Totally, and not in the Bon Jovi kind of way.
No.
Well, maybe. I think Bon Jovi probably cribbed a lot of lyrics from Bruce. But hey, who's judging? Coming up, we have a band called the Goodnight Loving Supper Club. Got it recommended to me by our music director, Luke Meat. So I actually really don't have any idea what this is going to be like. However, he seemed to think that it might fit well on the show. So thanks for joining me. It's good to be back on the Barn Burner. And like I said earlier, stay tuned for Radio Zero with Tyler. Tyler, is Cam going to be here today? Or are you flying solo today?
He supposedly is coming in, but Mish, his girlfriend, Mish the singer of White Lung.
Yep.
Maybe I'll...
There he is.
Oh, there's Mish.
That one, right there.
It's happening. Mish got a sunburn.
Mish.
A
Mish.
Really bad sunburn.
Well, Mish, did you have fun at Sled Island?
Yeah.
Was it a good time?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Right on.
Too much fun.
Who did you guys, who are you guys playing with again?
We played with No Age and Fucked Up. And
that's fantastic. You guys were at that Legion show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
GZA played too.
Oh, the GZA did play,
that
actually.
That was pretty cool.
My friend Joanna got to interview her, and I actually got to interview Randy from No Age, who was
okay.
A pretty sound guy, in the wood carving area of the Legion, like in the depths. They had a really strange elevator in that place,
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
The place is cool. It's like so huge and weird.
It is. Was that was your first Sled Island experience?
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't go last year, so it was great.
You're going to return?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. I think that is the general consensus, actually, for the Sled Island. I think it just keeps getting better and better every year. Seems to be better organized. Come on. The bands? It's ridiculous. Where else are you going to see Big Business, the Melvins, and Dinosaur Jr.? Like, kind of in small venue settings. It's pretty awesome.
In heaven.
And in rock and roll heaven. That's
rock
what Tyler says.
Heaven.
Cheeseburger. They were tons of fun, too, those boys. They're all lunatics. Anyways, I digress. Like I said, this is the Goodnight Loving Supper Club on the Barn Burner. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good.
That is the rock and roll band from Montreal that will eventually be responsible for doing my theme song, because they are called Barnburner and they kick ass. The name of that track was Long Arm of the Law. I'm already going over my quota. Thank you very much for sticking around and for my return from hiatus for 2 weeks with the Barnburner. Tyler and Cam will be coming up next. I'm going to leave you with a track that I've wanted to play all week. This is the band The Move. This is Jeff Lynne's first band from the late 60s in England with the original version of Do Ya. And I shall see you next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Adios.
Bat channel.
Thanks.
Thank you.